flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
a doctor sought to understand what emotions do unplanned. 12 souls became his living test to see how feelings alter the rest. First a man saw rage and strife, a film of violence, pain and life. Fearful moments gripped his mind, his body's balance left behind. Another saw joy, a world so bright, a story of laughter, pure delight. His spirit soared, his heart was free, a healthy glow was clear to see. Urine tested, a truth revealed, emotions shape what lies concealed. A shift in chemicals so profound, the body speaks where thoughts abound. You may not know the harm you do when blood and chaos fill your view. Suspense excites but leaves a trace in body's fragile inner space. Yet light and love can spark a chain, transform the body, heal the pain. A vibrant world, alive and true, emerges when the self renews. So choose with care the thoughts you feed, for they will shape your inner creed. In 3 short months, the world will shift as you become your greatest gift. This poetry is based on one experiment. This experiment was conducted by a doctor on 12 people. He wanted to study the effect of emotions on the body, the effect of emotional states on the chemistry of the body. So there were 12 people. He made the first person to watch a movie. The movie was full of violence, horror. Thrilling, horrifying. And that person's urine was tasted later on. The second person, he made to watch the movie, which was full of fun and laughter. In this way, he studied 12 people, and every person's urine was tested later on. They watch 12 different movies. And he found the emotions have changed. The person who has watched violent movie, his urine composition was different. The person who has watched the movie which was full of suspense, his urine composition was different. The person who watched the movie which was full of horror, it was different. The person who watched a movie which was full of love, the composition of the urine was different. And the doctor concluded that whatever is our emotional state, the body composition changes. If you are reading a novel which is full of suspense and your body is getting excited, the chemical composition of the body changes. And the doctor is concluding that for 3 months, if you can fill yourself with love, and if you read, if you watch, and if you create emotions of love, everything will change for you. Your very chemical composition will alter. The world will not remain the same. You may not know the harm you do when blood and chaos fill your view. You're watching something, you're reading something, you're doing something. Every act is creating an emotion, and that emotion is changing the chemistry of the body. If you are full of hatred, your body composition changes. If you are full of suspicion and doubt, your body composition changes. If you are full of indecision, to be or not to be, to do or not to do, the body composition has changed. A vibrant world, live. Suspense excites but leaves a trace in body's fragile inner space. Yet light and love can spark a chain. A chain reaction would be created. One emotion will trigger another emotion. One emotion will excite the body. The ripple effect. Will be generated. So choose with care the thoughts you feed, for they will shape your inner creed. In 3 short months, the world will shift, and you became your greatest gift. So that was an experiment conducted by a doctor on 12 people and his conclusions. What you see, what you read, the people with whom you interact, what you touch, everything triggers an emotion. What you feel, those feelings, those emotions, they alter the chemical composition of the body. Certain chemicals are released, and they further augments the same emotional trigger. So fear will lead to further fear. Sensuality will lead to further sensuality. Excitement will lead to further excitement. And the more excited you are, the more pleasure you feel. But followed by some repentance. We need to understand the body, the mind, the emotions, the chemicals, dopamine, adrenaline, serotonin, oxytocin. Fight or flight response. In this Murli, Baba told to become son of knowledge and spread vibes of pure feelings, pure intentions, pure thoughts. This is the Murli post World Conference, Peace Conference that happened on 18th of January, 7th of February, 1983. This is the Murli of 15th February. Even if souls do not know, even if the people of this world do not know about soul, they know about humanity. So Baba has told about three stages. The first stage is the stage of humanity. And the religion of humanity is love. Even if you don't believe in soul and supreme soul and you have nothing to do with the spiritual knowledge and you don't practice meditation, you will always find people who have a lot of faith in humanity. They are not attached to any institution, but they are so full of love. And there are people who are attached to spiritual institutes and they keep preaching spirituality and chapters of soul and supreme soul, but you don't see an iota of love in their lives. You find them like a complaint box. They are so heavy. They are like people going to the airport with a suitcase full of rocks. The security guard asks, will not ask, why are you carrying this bag? What is there in the bag? The security will say, just drop this. The freedom is waiting for you. Just fly. The spirituality itself has made them so heavy with their dogmas, with their conditionings. So Baba said the first religion of humanity is love. You will always find such people on street. They may be atheist, they don't believe in God, they have nothing to do with soul, but their behavior is so loveful. They are spiritual without believing in spirituality. They are BKs without using the word Brahmin. And what is there in the words? In words or in names, the essence is action. So that is the religion of humanity, love. The second is step number two. Then the essence of life is soul. And the very nature of soul is peace. So Baba said, let this message go. This was a peace conference. And the third is, Baba said, you have given so many lectures in the 4 days, but Baba is giving just 2-word lecture, realization and solution. Realization and solution. Let them realize, even if you realize just that we are human beings and the religion of humanity is love, it's such a great realization. But deeper is soul. Even deeper than that, which soul? I am son of Supreme Soul, Master Almighty Authority. So they'll become powerful. They'll not remain weak. So these are the three steps of realization. And Baba has praised all the children. He is welcomed with golden flowers. And these are the so many, almost one after another. He is giving titles. You are Sevadhari. The selfless servers. You are helping God in His task. God is singing your songs. The whole world is praising God. The whole world is eulogizing God. But God has come here and is singing your glory. Is not that a great fortune? The second is superior. Every soul is great and every soul is superior. Do I see everyone as superior to me? That is the question. Most of the times I see others inferior to me. You have two options. You want more and be unhappy. Option two. You want nothing and be happy. The more the expectations, the more is the sorrow. The more I realize that every soul is unique and every soul is superior. Baba said, every one of you is superior to the other. That is the second self-respect from today's Murli. And it's a good practice. Whenever we interact with others, feel that they are superior to you. The feelings will change the chemical composition of the body. So your gestures, your words would follow the same thought. The third is, you are the foundation soul. You are the emancipator. Adhar, Uddhar. You are here to emancipate, to free the soul. You are the very foundation. You are Sahyogi, cooperative soul. You are Easy Yogi. So one after another, self-respects are coming. 12 of the forehead, jewel of contentment, jewel of the heart. You are the master, son of knowledge. So spread that. Vibes. You're the support of the heart. You're the right hand. You are the jewel of the crown. Bestower of blessings, the great donor. And the last, always full, always complete. Churning this knowledge helps one to elevate one's consciousness. The mind has a tendency to go to lower levels. To pull it and to make it move at a higher platform, you need some churning, some reflection. Task number one, creating a peace posture. What is the definition of peace for you? And what picture is the depiction of peace? Is it going alone to a lonely beach or some lonely place or some country and sitting there in silence? There was a king and he organized a contest, a painting competition, and the theme was peace. So thousands of artists came and they presented their picture. Every picture was so beautiful. Somebody had painted a picture of a lake. Somebody had painted a picture of a lotus. Somebody had painted a picture of a landscape. Flowers. Different symbolism of peace. But there was one picture in that competition which attracted the attention of the king, and that picture was showing stormy weather, rains, thunders, river in flood, dark clouds. The weather was absolutely unfavorable, inclement. And that was a picture of peace. Thunderous night, stormy weather, as it is about to rain. It was appearing so dark. But then, King observed in that picture, there was a small bird sitting somewhere behind the cliff. And that bird was so calm. And this picture back the price. Peace is not about being peaceful in the peaceful atmosphere. When everything is going against the grains with you, when the weather is incongenial, when you have challenges and when the circumstances are so heavy, when the situation is going out of the control, when everything is tough, and you are like this bird, sitting still, an observer. That is the picture of peace. So, you can create a picture of peace like that. You can complete the song. Baba has sung a song. So, there are four lines. So, you can take that song further. And the third thing is about storytelling. Think of a story of your life or of somebody else's life where love was the link. It has nothing to do with any religion, any sect, any creed, any organization, any spiritual institution you are attached to. Love is the religion of humanity. Love is the greatest organization. Love is the greatest sacrificial fire. The whole world is intertwined with the strings of love. When you raise your consciousness and you see everyone as a part of world family. So you love for no reason. You love for love's sake. You help, not for getting anything, for the sake of that love. Fanaticism, bigotry, sectarianism, they all have drenched the world in blood, in battles. And the second is when you make somebody else go ahead, you are making yourself go ahead. So think of some moment, some incidents, some example, some story, some parable. Some instance where you made somebody else go ahead of you, and in the procedure, you felt that you have progressed. So this is the Murli post conference, and Baba is just praising all his children for whatever they have done, whatever tyag, whatever sacrifice they have done. And Baba has also foretold a prophecy that the same meeting session will not be there. In the future, the method will change. Earlier there was Sakar Milan in Sindh. Then there was a Sakar meeting in History Hall. And then there was a Vyakt meeting in Meditation Hall. And then there is a Vyakt meeting in Om Shanti Bhavan. And then there is a Vyakt meeting in Shanti Bhavan. And now there is a Vyakt Milan in Shanti Bhavan, but without his personal presence with previous recordings. So the meeting itself has gone through so many stages. Om Shanti.